from Mom's Life.
Hello and welcome to It's a Mom's Life here on Active FM. We hope that you're having a good January. It is 2023 and it has been going okay so far. Yes, if it hasn't, just say it in faith, say it in positivity, and things will be going right soon after that. Yes, hallelujah, amen. We're going to believe and have faith. But yes, last week we spoke about motherhood highs, right? So all the good stuff, all the things that we like, oh, this is so cool. It's awesome to be a parent. It's awesome to be a mom. And, you know, we sort of took the positive side. This week we look a little bit at the negative side, not to be negative or pessimistic or faithless, but to show that sometimes everything has ups and downs. There's always a good and a bad side to certain things, and we should always be looking at the positive, right? So this is going to be a short one today because Tando has not been well. So, you know, some of her lows, you know, she would have given herself, but I'm going to sort of just read it out if that's okay. Motherhood comes up with ups and downs, right? So God has given us all mothers the capacity to handle, to thrive, and to become everything he has called us to be. So we should be looking at the highs and not just focusing on the lows. But today we're going to go, well, there's a low, but what can good can come out of this low, right? So lows. I think my lows would not be getting enough time with my kids, right? I think maybe some, you know, working moms, normally even house mothers would probably say the same thing, that they don't get enough time with their kids. Being a working mom, you have a fear of missing out, FOMO, right? Having to work and sometimes overwork means missing moments with your kids. Right? Sometimes tasks that could be made fun become a hurry and a burden because you need to get stuff done, like right now. So you just need to like hurry and like just get it done. But I can also control this if I train myself to. So there can be a low, like there's a lot to do. I can't spend time with my kids, Hannah, Hannah. But we can if we make the decision to. In fact, last night we were sitting with my husband and my kids. And, you know, I had stuff to do, but I sort of saw my husband take time out of his busy schedule and dance with the kids to fun music. And there I was sitting recording because I wanted to share, I wanted to take this moment and capture this moment in. But it came with a decision to put things, certain things that don't have to be done right now aside and to spend time with the kids. Tanda said, one of the low moments is when I felt like motherhood consumed my life in the sense that I thought what I aspired to be and also what God wants me to be was gone. And also, I had my children so close together, I didn't get time to think or consider the possibility of doing things I used to do with all of this. I said I thought that way, but it's not true that you do things God placed in your ministry and work, etc. He's placed that all there. You can, it'll take a little bit more effort to get things done, but you can still do it. Not everything should be consuming your faith. Doing it with the right mindset, doing it with conviction and with a decision, etc. So mine, I hate sick kids. And when I say I hate sick kids, I don't mean I hate the kids themselves. It's not because they are terrible or because they're too much, but because you can't do as much as you want to do for them, you know? You feel like you how do I fix this? How do I fix them? How do I make them feel better? You almost feel a little bit powerless, you know, that mother thing that you want to take control. But this is where trusting God is really important. My house will never be clean again. This is what Tando was writing, right? I was in bondage when it comes to this. I love a clean house and clean sink and neat packed shelves and shoe racks in order and good smelling house before having kids. Her space was like immaculate, right? But we all know what happens when it comes with when kids come. They want to touch things, they want to break things, they want to put things in their mouth, they want to tear things apart, they want to draw on walls. That just comes with childhood, and it's a season, and we can, you know, we tend to want to complain. So I can relate to that. There's toys in my room, in my lounge, in my kitchen. But I once read a poem that spoke about one day you may have your clean house back, but you won't have them, and you won't have the mess, you won't have the giggles, and you won't have the hugs either. And the kisses and the random I love you, because they'll all be grown up and out the house living their own lives. So would you rather want the loves, hugs, kisses, I love yous, and a block here and there? Or do you want them all just to leave? Don't answer that question if you're going to say the second one. Tandor says, in a Christian circle, it's sometimes very tricky for you to truly be vulnerable. This is what Tandor's saying. Because we know what the word of God says and we know what to say to someone else when they're going through a tough time. But it's almost like if you're going through a tough time, you have to like not be vulnerable and you have to be strong. You have to be like, no, everything's okay. But that's not the case. Sometimes things do get overwhelming. Sometimes you do have a wobble. Sometimes things are not great. And you have some other circle of friends that you can, when I say friends, in the church that are godly, that are leaning on the word, that are your pastors, your leaders, that are true in their faith. You can lean on them. And it's very important to remember that we'll all have our wobbles at one point in time or another. So I get frustrated, right, very quickly. I get stressed and I begin to moan. Like when I'm in a car and someone does something silly, I tend to freak out and my kids pick this up, right? They do the same as me, or like I have a habit of putting stuff down anywhere, and Joshua does exactly the same thing. Like, so your kids will actually pick up your bad habits. You don't want them to because they're not so nice. It's the not nice side of you, but they will. So like with me having cupboards, when I open a cupboard, I tend to not close it. My son does the same. When I put things down wherever I can find somewhere to put it, my son does the same. So it's just a thing to be mindful of, you know. Look at your own flaws and work on those flaws, because those flaws may manifest in your children. So coming to an end now, we are reading from 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. It says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This is good. Anything that exalts itself above Christ, we demolish. We need to make sure that we're not putting things above Christ. Our children are not above God. Cleaning the house, your career, and even your thoughts are not above God. We need to take every thought, not just some thoughts, but every thought, into captivity. That are God inspired. We need to make sure that we are thinking God inspirational thoughts. My life is about obeying Christ and everything else must follow. So when we're looking at all of this, you know, just reading this verse again, we demolish arguments and every pretensions that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We are taking captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. When we are getting depressed and, oh, this is, I hate this and I hate this in motherhood, and why not take your mind, make it obey Christ, and look at the positive. Look at the blessings of God instead of focusing on the lows, right? So yes, that's it from me on It's a Mom's Life, where we live, laugh, and love on Active FM. Please do check us out on Facebook, and we will see you.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.